This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Governments across Europe are stepping up restrictions to try to beat back a resurgence of the coronavirus that has sent new confirmed infections on the continents to their highest weekly levels since the start of the pandemic. The World Health Organization said Tuesday there were more than 700,000 new COVID-19 cases reported in Europe last week, a jump of 34% from the previous week. Britain, France, Russia, and Spain accounted for more than half of the new infections. The increasing caseload is partly the result of more testing, but the UN Health Agency noted that deaths were also up 16% last week from the week before. Doctors are warning that while many of the new cases are in younger people who tend to have milder symptoms, the virus could again start spreading widely among older people, resulting in more serious illnesses. The World Bank has approved $12 billion of financial package to help developing countries buy and distribute coronavirus vaccines, tests, and treatments. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The initiative aims to support the vaccination of up to 1 billion people. The multi-billion dollar fund is part of a wider World Bank Group package of up to $160 billion to help developing countries fight the COVID-19 pandemic. The group's president, David Malpass, says the plan is to extend and expand a fast-track approach to address the COVID emergency so that developing countries have fair and equal access to vaccines. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The International Monetary Fund is projecting a deep global recession in 2020 because of the COVID-19 pandemic, with global economies expected to shrink just over 4%. This is VOA News.